Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Rasaki Maskani. Tonight on our panel, we have Brother Doctor, we got Brother Mashinda, Brother E, and Brother Historian Joe Hembrick. So now, this evening, our guest is Big G. Big G is a colleague of mine, and we basically teach right across the hall from each other. And he's an automotive teacher, and also he's a musician. So this evening, our topic is electric cars, and he's going to tell us some things about electric cars, and then we're going to get into a question and answer session. So welcome to the show, Big G. And if you want to, you can tell us something about yourself, and then you can start your presentation.
Good afternoon, Rashi.
Rasaki Maskani.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I hope your day has gone well. I'd like to share a little bit about myself. I've been a blues player for about 40 years, and I also been teaching for about going on 17 years. And I've just got into this electric project about the last 4 or 5 years. And I want to share a little bit about the electric car. So today I'm going to talk about what the electric car does, especially the hot topic of regenerative engine braking mode, where the engine, when it creates power, and then it saves the energy for the braking system. That's one of the DC voltage converter does that. And reunites with the engine and the braking system. So that's kind of one of the things I really was fascinated about the electric car. And then when it came out with the high voltage of 440 volts and it reaches all the way up to 650 volts, that's the orange cables that you should not touch, because that will kill you. Those orange cables are very high voltage, especially when the car is being charged or turned on. It will not do anything to you when it's off and the car. So it's a safety feature that most electric cars have. And I was also fascinated by the battery technology that has come and gone from a wet cell battery to a dry cell battery. And now that they're using an electric car, mostly the whole back seat of an electric car is the battery. So that's kind of fascinating. And they're getting better with the technology as far as how many miles an electric car can go. At the school, I have a tubular frame three-wheel electric car, which has 440 volts. It's run by a chain sprocket with an electric motor in the back. And it does does about 60 miles an hour. And students are put it together, and it's fascinating that I could see this project being assembled from it's in pieces, so they have to assemble the battery, they have to hook up all the cables, all the wires going to the 440 volt generator, and then they have a separate 12 volt system that can turns on the lights and the dashes. So that's still we still have 12 volts in the even in the electric car. So it runs the motor, the electric battery runs the motor, but the 12 volt battery runs all the side electrical stuff. So still there's still your 12 volt battery, and then you got your 440 volts or 650 if it's a Tesla, because it's got dual motors. Another thing that's really fascinating about the electric car that a lot of people don't know or might know, if you're into electric, it still has the same type of systems, like the generator. It has instead of an alternator, it has a generator. It's a generator as was back in the olden days, but we still have that. We also have, they still have cameras, and we still have all the safety features on electric car, just like your radios and your backup camera. We still have all that, But there's also a discharge box where you can actually shut off the vehicle, which is safe. So if it ever gets into an accident, it has a trip, kind of like a switch. So as soon as it gets hit, it turns off all the power for the electric car to turn off. So that's a safety issue. Also, the fire department were the first people to get trained on the electric car when they first came out, because in case of any accident or safety, they have to bring certain type of equipment. Yeah, the electric cars always fascinated me. It still has a computer where you can still connect the computer up and find out codes on whether if the it's delivering the 440 volts, if the sensor, one of the sensors is not working on the 12 volt system, or the sensor's not working on the a motor or the braking system. It has a typical ABS, kind of same ABS braking system on the electric car. It has still all the sport technology like features on the transmission as well. That's all computer controlled. It just fascinates me that the electric car can do so much, and they're pushing an issue that that everyone should get electric car, but I don't think that's going to happen here in the near future. But you do see, in fact, this afternoon when I was coming home, I seen two electric semis driving down the road. They must be testing them, because I've been seeing them the last couple of days, driving back and forth. No loads on them, no trailers, but they have the electric diesel trucks, the 18-wheelers. They have electric buses now. So I was finding out through a friend of mine that works for the a school district that they're taking all the CNG buses out, and they're putting all electric buses on it. So that's a world where students need to get into. Just by studying basic electricity, you can still do a lot of things with the electric car. You have to have a lot of special tools and gloves. They have to be certified every year. The tools have to be checked. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on with the electric car.
Okay, well, what I want to ask before I get to the panel
Sure.
is how is the safety of electric cars compared to gas cars? What is the is the is there many safety issues, or they're fairly just as safe as gas cars?
They're just as safe as gas cars, or maybe even safer, because of all the electronic sensors that it has. So if it gets hit anywhere, even with the jiggle, the sensors go off and it shuts everything down completely. So it's pretty safe.
So, what about the malfunctioning of the electrical system? Have you heard of any malfunctioning that happens? And then are there like recalls and all of that, just like the gas cars?
It's mostly like airbag issues, simple things that the same gas cars have recalls for. The one thing that I did hear about within the last year or so is that people don't know how to drive an electric car. And it's so funny, my students jump in the electric car, they think that you need to push the gas pedal all the way down, and you got to kind of ease into the gas pedal because it's all electric, and that just by easing into the gas pedal. And that's what a lot of trouble codes come from. Even on the switchback car that I have at the school, when a student or somebody, or even an adult tries to jump in there, that's the first thing he does. He steps the gas pedal too hard, and then the car just completely stops. So it's a safety feature, and you got to kind of like really slowly press the pedal, and the electricity starts building up, and then the car goes.
Is that how other electric cars work? You have to to easily.
Yes. Yeah, barely tap on the, and then they'll kind of school you when you buy an electric car. So they kind of give you like a little driver's training course when you buy the electric car.
Okay.
Before you even buy it. Yes. Right.
Okay. Yes. So I'm gonna go to the panel. Brother E, you have any questions?
Yes, sir. For us, the weight on the electrical cars, are they more, are they heavier than the traditional gasoline vehicles?
Oh, yes, sir. They're getting lighter because they're trying to develop a lighter and more sufficient battery that'll last longer so that the mileage can go longer. That's what they haven't developed yet. But yeah, the batteries is, the car is quite heavy because it covers the whole back seat.
Okay. What about the tires? The tires are heavier as well?
Well, they're rated a little bit heavier. So it would be more like a truck tire kind of, sort of. Yes, it goes hand in hand. Yes.
Okay.
Great question.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay. Brother Mashinda.
Yeah, I got a question. So which car company is leading the pack as far as producing electric cars? I mean, I know Tesla is doing this thing, but General Motors, Ford, are they competing? Are they getting big into the market?
Oh, definitely. The Chevy Cruze is a big one. Ford Cobalt, Toyota's right behind them. Yeah, there's a lot of companies like right on Tesla, toe to toe.
Yeah, I understand. I hear they got an Acura coming out soon.
Yes, Kia's another one. Kia, there's so many different car companies that they're toe to toe. Now that they want everybody to have electric car, they are toe to toe. And it's always been like that for many years, even with the back in the 1960s when they developed the performance cars. They were toe-to-toe.
So I know you said that, you know, no time soon as far as a major proliferation of those, but what's your idea as far as when, you know, where it'd be a major shift where, you know, people will be buying electric cars? I know they're doing it now, but I'm talking about the mainstream on a regular basis.
A lot of people are afraid of them because here's the thing. You got to charge them and they don't go, you know, I mean, only a certain amount of mileage and you got to plug them in and get them charged. That's a disadvantage of it. But if they were to develop the battery where the car could go longer, I think there would be more people buying electric cars. But that's one disadvantage. And the other disadvantage is that it's a different animal. It's a different animal on how to drive an electric car. It takes you away from, you know, like I was telling Roshosky that by people stepping on the gas pedal, and you're so used to stepping on the gas pedal when you're starting a car, and it doesn't work that way. You've got to barely touch it to get that car to move.
Now, I think he was asking, like, what is like your prediction of when, you know, the mainstream will, when they gonna like have us to convert over? When do you think that's gonna happen?
Oh, I don't think that will never happen because of the too many people have money in the oil fields, like in Texas. I think that if the battery company was to develop a battery that would go more mileage, and then you would see a lot more people buying the electric cars. But as far as everybody, I don't think it's going to be mainstream. I doubt that because there's too much, too many people still want to stick to gas, and it's just a lot easier. It's just more convenient to stop at a gas station versus then plug in your car for a couple of hours and let it sit there to charge back up. That's my take on it.
Because I thought that they were putting legislation in where they were going to have, you know, electric cars as the main source of transportation. But I just
you're right. You're right about that. Do you, are you seeing more and more stations being put up everywhere? Gas stations, school districts, you know, yeah, you see it, you see them all over the place now. They're getting more and more. And I think not until that really happens, then I might see the more mainstream people and buying more electric cars.
So you don't think gas cars is going anywhere?
No, I don't think so anytime soon.
Okay.
There'll still be, there's still a lot of people that like hot rodding and cruising and, you know, with your old cars. And, you know, I'm in that era, so I still like my old gas engine cars and gas engine electric mowers. And they're trying to push that too. That's an electric lawnmower. A lot of people, no, nah, I'm not going to get rid of my gas mower. And, you know, you just, it's cordless. You just go out there and mow your lawn with electric. That's been out for a while now.
Okay, Brother Henry. Historian Joe, you there? All right, I'll come back to him. Brother Doctor.
No, you asked me one question. I didn't know about the gas pedal thingy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, now think about it. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's
Yep.
like I watch a little tech guy on YouTube. He just did a video about a month ago on the I'm gonna say it's the Remick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes 0 to 60 in 1.74 seconds.
Yes.
And yeah, you're right, man. You just touched the gas, you're flying.
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna go on the conspiracy kind of a thing. Good question. EMP. If everybody went electric and the EMP hit, wouldn't that short circuit every electric car in the area of the EMP? You wouldn't be able to drive it anymore.
Yes.
Okay. And the second
Wait,
question.
hold up. What is EMP? Explain that.
Electric, oh, you mean the what is it? Electric magnetic pulse.
Yes.
It's got something where it shoots out. Help me there. It shoots out something, man, where it can just disable anything, any electronics, anything that's electronic. It was short circuited. You know, it sends out a pulse, infrared, I guess like an infrared pulse, and it was short circuit any kind of electronic gadget within that radius, man.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
I know that's one of our fears in the nation, if someone using an EMP on electric grid and, you know, you got a blackout, you know, 10 miles radius and you're down for a while, man.
See,
So.
that's what I tell my students too. What if you didn't have the phone? We had an earthquake where there was no phone connection. What do you do then? You know, I was used to do the pay phones. You'd go out and put a quarter in the pay phone, use a pay phone or things like that. You know, you gotta have transportation. That's where the gas cars come in. And yeah, you still got a little gas, you can still drive around. See, that's one thing that they don't think about, unless the, I don't know how that electricity will stay on. I don't know. I just, that's a question that puzzles a lot of people.
And the other question, if you know this, now, like the Tesla,
Yes.
now, does the electric car, does it always have to be connected to, I don't know what you'll call it, to Wi-Fi to operate? Like, I know Tesla, I think it has to stay connected so you get downloads automatically or something. They can. Is
That's
it
more like
always
when you're,
connected to some like a Wi-Fi or internet?
yeah, that's so that when you can charge it at home, that's the only reason why, or kind of makes it some type of connection where you can plug it in at home and charge it at home.
Okay, because I was telling someone, you know, if everybody went electric,
There's so many different,
yeah.
everybody's just going crazy on looking up information, trying to get information. Everybody has to cross over and that.
Oh. Brother Doctor, you still there? Or that me? That's me that froze. Oh, no, Keisha, is it, are we okay?
Mileage, then I can see a lot of people really, really jumping into it.
Okay, one last question. Now, correct me on this.
All right.
Now, there's no oil changes, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
Now, is there radiator fluid? Is there brake fluid? Tell me what's in it that, like a normal car, you know, you go get your oil changed,
check your brakes.
What kind of fluids in there would you have to change?
Well, definitely brake fluid and definitely coolant. Coolant kind of cools the motors down.
Okay, is that only two major in there? Nothing else?
Two major things.
No transmission fluid or?
You're going to have transmission fluid. You're going to have windshield wiper fluid.
Okay.
Yeah, still got the basics on.
But no oil changes.
Okay. All electric. It's an electric motor. And the nice thing, it regenerates the energy back into the braking system also. That's the cool thing about the electric car. That's what fascinated me. And then the way you drive it, it's like I drove a fuel cell. That's another topic that I don't want to get into, but we could talk about it in the future. That's another car that I drove, and that's another car that I might see taken off is a fuel cell, two fuel cell containers in the vehicle.
You said fuel cells?
Yeah, fuel cell. Yeah. Okay. Alternative fuels. That would be called alternative fuels.
Okay.
Yep.
Like if it was water or something, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. I could see that booming more than the electric car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Hembrick, you back?
Yeah, I was on mute. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. What was it, Mr. G?
Yes.
Big G.
Big G.
Yeah. I was familiar with the old people in the department, Mr. Gayton and Mr. Patton and all of them. I don't know much about electric cars. I drive a 99 and a 2000, so I'm not even thinking about no electric stuff.
But I hear you, brother. I hear you.
And as far as Tesla goes, you know, the way they treat my people, from me reading about all these lawsuits that a lot of African Americans have against Tesla, they're like running a plantation as far as job assignments and whatnot. But anyway, these alternative fuels, I think they're trying to make algae some type of alternative fuel.
Yes, sir.
That they were doing that. But anyway, just like what the doctor was talking about, if they got this little thing that causes all electrical stuff to malfunction and we go on that route, that could mess a whole lot of people up.
Oh, definitely. I hear you there.
And my last question, do you think that the 10 will ever bring back the auto body paint shop up there? I mean, the people donated a lot of stuff up there. Seems like it's not being used since Mr. Gayton retired.
Yeah, that's never going to happen again, because now that classroom is my classroom and the other shop, the other side is the mechanic shop. But they wanted to do something with the paint booth, and the paint booth, they were going to subcontract the paint booth somehow. And I told them, you guys can do whatever you want, but there's some legalities on that, so they're not going to do anything. I said, well, the district can come and paint their vehicles if they need to. They repainted it last year, and there's nothing wrong with it. I just need to change some filters in it. But yeah, the body shop will probably never exist anymore. It's like they took out the wood shop. That's gone.
Mm.
Yep.
All right.
If they can't find a certified teacher, that's what happens. Is they can't find a certified teacher, they usually close the programs down. They had that position open for quite a while for a building trade teacher, and they couldn't find a certified teacher. And I got lucky. I think they would have did the same thing if I would have never applied for that mechanic shop. That's usually what they do. And I'm from back east, so I always loved mechanics. And they hired me when I moved to California. They hired me over the phone in California to come and work here. And that's how I ended up in California.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about this brand of car out of California, and it's called the Rivian R15S Sun. You heard of that?
Never heard of that.
Oh, it's an SUV. It's It's Rivian. Rivian, that brand.
I've never heard of that brand, sir.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was looking at that car.
Okay.
It's an electric car.
It's an electric
car. Matter of fact, it's an SUV, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a Tahoe.
It's yeah, I was taking a look at it. It's kind of expensive.
I would say do some research and look at all the comments that people talk about. Usually you can get an idea, somewhat of an idea, and then by maybe even visiting that company, and you can even take it for a test drive. They'll let you take it for a test drive. And then, you know, then you decide if you're going to buy one, and with the comments from the people, because people that own electric car, they're a little more adapt to having an electric car. I don't know if I want one. I'm not ready for it. Maybe a Chevy Cruze, a smaller one, but maybe someday.
Okay. Any last questions, Brother E?
Oh, yeah. I think in California, I think it's 2030 when they're going to mandate most cars to be electric. And with that being said, you know, we already have problems with our electric grid right now. So just imagine if, you know, most of the population in California had to do it and we charge up at nighttime, you know, we won't have no power.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way, too. Then you don't have to smog the car no more. You don't have to pay that extra fee. So that's a give and take situation. It's going to be whoever's in power. That's going to be interesting when that time comes.
Well, true.
So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see that. But I, like I said, you know, you still got your old timers that like your classic cars and hot rods and all that good stuff with gas. And that'll be interesting. I can't, you know, hopefully I'm still living by that time.
Indeed.
Now the thing about it, anybody think the electrical panels, if they expand that, the solar panels, will that help with the electricity of power in these cars? You know, with more solar panels?
And more windmills?
You say windmills too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Brother E?
I'm good.
Okay. Brother Doctor?
Yeah, a couple. Now, I'm going to ask you a question on CNG. What happened there, man, when that came out? Why didn't that catch on? I drove a CNG for a couple of weeks. Why didn't that ever catch on?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm from back east, and farmers used to burn cooking oil in their tractors. So CNG's been around for quite some time, just like the electric car. If you ever get a chance to go to Peterson's Automotive Museum, you'll find the first electric car invented. And it's just a lot of it. It's red tape with the government and politics, and it's all a mixed bag. And they still can't decide which car really, I mean, more of the electric cars heading that way. But yeah, CNG, you look at the buses. There are a lot of school buses, a lot of buses that run on CNG. And I don't know why that never took off. I don't know.
Okay, now, what is CNG?
The natural gas.
Okay.
Natural gas, man. I had one for, I had to drive one for a couple of weeks.
Natural gas.
Yeah, you know, you just, the way you kind of connect it to the, you know, where you put the gas in, and a little clicking sound. But the thing is, you always had to keep it above half, because once it goes below half, it can go like a quarter, and you think you got a little ways to go, and it'll just drop out. You know, so you always had to keep the tank above half, because they can just disappear, man. and you just on E.
Okay, natural gas. Brother Mishinda?
Yeah, no more questions. Thank you.
All right. Brother Historian Joe.
I just got a comment. I had some friends that had tickets to the Rose Bowl, and they were coming from Las Vegas. And the woman has a Mercedes, but she rented an electric car. And the electricity went low on the.
Oh, man.
They couldn't find a station to charge it. When they finally found a station, they had to wait 30 minutes for the battery to charge up. And I think they got to the game around halftime or something like that. So
see, that's the bad thing. I mean, when they build a battery that can last longer and more mileage, then I think the mainstream, everybody will start buying electric cars. Until then, that has to be developed. And yeah, I'm waiting on it.
I'm going to leave you with this. You know, my wife drives a little Acura. And okay. I was charging, the battery went dead. So I was charging it on 6-volt. I didn't know that they don't make 6-volt batteries anymore.
You know, sir. That was with the Model A and the Model T.
Yeah. So, the thing on my battery charger, the 12-volt.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know 6-volt didn't exist anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess I'll be calling Uber when they make them.
Triple A or Uber, right?
Everything to be electric. I know I ain't gonna fool with it.
Yep.
Yep. So, Big G, anything you want to leave us with? And then also, you want to talk about your blues career?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm happy to be on the show and really appreciate you interviewing me on this electric car. There's so much more to talk about. And we could probably spend hours and hours still talking about this stuff. But my blues career, it's going strong. I play just about every weekend. And someday when I get on the big stage, so that's probably coming here before I know it. I'm just happy for that, that I learned another skill from my parents. My parents were musicians for many, many years. Not blues, but I think that blues is a music that it comes from my heart, and I can feel it every time I'm playing somewhere. Even my wife says I tried all genres of music, and she says you're definitely a blues player. So I believe in her, and I believe in myself, and hopefully someday you guys can hear me on a record, or I'll be on the main stage somewhere playing with someone.
Just keep it up. Now, tell us the instruments you play.
I play lead guitar, rhythm guitar. I play a 3-string cigar box. I play mandolin, and that's it.
Explain what a mandolin. Was it mandolin?
Mandolin.
What mandolin. Is that?
It's like it's a tiny guitar. It's a small guitar. It has 12, 13 strings on it.
Okay, well, cool, man. Yeah. I appreciate you coming on here and
Thank you, guys.
Electric cars, we get you back on here to talk about more.
Yeah, the alternative fuels, that would be a good topic. Alternative fuels. Some of you guys came in on that. I appreciate that. We can't forget all that. And then, if you guys ever want to go see the electric car or any of those vehicles, go to Peterson's Automotive Museum. You'll learn a lot of history. Also about the electric car. There's one floor that's half all electric now.
Now, where's the Peterson Museum?
That's in Wilshire District, Wilshire Center, Wilshire area.
Wilshire area in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Okay, yes, well, cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the third floor, they're always changing the third floor. So when I took my students last time, it was all Porsches. So from the early stages of Porsches all the way to the brand new and even to the race cars, even the race industry is in the electric cars too. That's amazing. That's that's something else. Hmm. Yeah. That's nice. Something else.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Let me tell everybody what we got going on next Wednesday. I have a guest host coming on, and she's another colleague. Her name is Dr. Sherry Randolph, and she's going to interview this filmmaker. His name is Rickerby Hines. So that should be interesting. So that's next Wednesday. And then on Conscious Corner, I haven't got the topic yet from Professor Ra, but we, as I know, we will be on Tuesday for Conscious Corner. So with that, I want to thank everybody for coming. And each one teach one.
I think we have Conscious a bad connection. I can barely hear you.
You hear me now? Brother E, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so we're going to take our traditional pause coined by Brother Rohan Marley. So each one teach one in Conscious Corner. Everybody have a good evening.
Thank you.